Thanks, Chris. Next, we'll go to George Somerville from The Touchdown. George, you should be able to unmute.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for doing this. For those Auburn players who recall what it's like to play in an Iron Bowl, how will the atmosphere in the Whiteout compare with the Iron Bowl? And how much do you think the environment and the atmosphere has in the eventual outcome of this game?
First of all, I love your accent. Just hearing your accent makes me think of sipping a good whiskey or, you know, I don't know, talking about Andy Murray or something, but I appreciate your interest. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what they can draw on is the experience playing in the Iron Bowl when it's in Tuscaloosa, the experience of playing in the big cathedrals to football in the Southeastern Conference. And that's a good comparison to this. The Whiteout is still a unique experience. And the Auburn players that have, frankly, not always delivered in these big road games the same way they do at home have to learn how to manage it. I mean, again, it's a lot of the success of their season is defined by what you do away from home. And this is I wouldn't say it's a tune-up for the SEC, but it's a serious test before they go into places like LSU and A&M and Arkansas, because, again, their season is going to be defined by how they perform in those environments and how they grow up as a team on the road and how Bo Nix plays away from Jordan-Hare Stadium. So it's the experienced guys have been through tough environments, but that doesn't mean you downplay this environment. And something else worth remembering is these guys really weren't in hostile environments with full stadiums all of last year. So early this season, we've seen the readjustment to it. The first game in Charlotte, neutral, but very energized environment for Georgia and Clemson. And there were some false starts. There were some mental mistakes. And we have to remind ourselves, oh yeah, these guys really haven't done this in, I don't know, 16 months, however long it's been since the end of the 19 season. So I don't take that for granted either. You can simulate it. They've cranked practice noise to 120 decibels, which makes attending practice uncomfortable, but it's not like the real thing. So, I mean, I think the crowd in this Penn State Whiteout is always a key component in the game. So whether they can draw on past experience and execute, if you execute, crowd gets quiet, and we've seen teams go in there and win, but it takes a really poised quarterback to do that. There's so much on the quarterback to direct the offense, to get them to be efficient, that it takes, frankly, pretty elite quarterback play to win in there as a visitor. So we'll see. I know Bo Nix is excited about the challenge. We'll see if he can do it.